The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.
But a couple of.
Did you know the Capital Ideas podcast now has a new monthly edition hosted by Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin? Through the words and experiences of investment professionals, you'll discover who was their best mentor, what's a mistake they made that changed their approach, and how do they find their next great idea? Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Published by American Funds Distributors, Inc.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
Rather embarrassing European failures.
That's right. Mike Corbat, chief executive of Citigroup, had said more or less that he expected to be clearing out his office if they had failed for a second consecutive time. So very happy that they passed and were allowed to increase their dividend fivefold, which is something they weren't allowed to do last year.
And a pretty aggressive share buyback plan as well.
Yeah.
So it all looks very rosy for Citigroup, I suppose, and their investors. Compared to last year, at least.
Yeah, certainly compared to last year. The other US banks didn't quite sell through it. Bank of America's given them a six-month window to improve certain capital management processes, which were not disclosed in great detail. So they've been given a bit of a warning, and there could be some issues ahead if they don't sort that out in the next 6 months. Three of the others, Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley, and JP Morgan Chase, were cleared only after they resubmitted their plans for share buybacks and dividends. However, as you say, the big failures this year were two foreign banks, Santander of Spain,